This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, it's a beautiful day in West Texas.
Of course it is a beautiful day in West Texas.
Well, any day that's not raining is a beautiful day.
And any day we're above ground is a good day.
That's right. I mean, I can see the grass, so I know we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a day to be thankful for.
It's a day to be thankful for. Every day, really, is a day to be thankful for if we're still here.
Yes, especially, and it's a long holiday weekend.
That's right. It's Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
Yep. And, you know, that doesn't come but once a year.
No, so get out and enjoy it while you can.
It is the first Monday every year of September.
Mm-hmm.
First Monday, folks.
The unofficial end of summer. So some people look at it as, oh, no, summer's over. Or you could look at it as, yes, summer's over, but the holiday season is right around the corner.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's cooler now. Have you noticed that?
Much cooler. Feels great.
I had friends that were in Ruidoso last week. They said at night it was 50 degrees.
Really?
Now, that is cool, folks.
Yeah, that is chilly.
It's pretty chilly. So we know that the time is changing. It's going to be cooler. And remember, after Labor Day, you don't wear white.
Why is it? I don't know, that's been going on for a long time.
That's been going
on
as long as I can remember.
Really?
I was always told by my mother and my grandmother, you do not wear white shoes after Labor Day. You put on your fall clothes. And you start wearing fall.
Uh-huh. So that's why when you find big, heavy sweaters or fleeces or jackets, they're rarely in white then.
Well, I do wear white, but it has to be winter white.
Whoa, there's a winter white?
Of course.
You've just shattered the last 45 years of my life.
That's right. We have winter white for women.
Wow.
Yes.
I had no idea that was even a thing.
That it is. And as long as you have a winter white, you're fine.
Okay.
You just don't want to wear summer white.
Right. And I'm sure there's a huge difference.
There is a big difference. But you, being a man, wouldn't understand about that.
White's white. That's all I know.
Okay. Well, let's give out the phone number while you're cogitating that.
Yeah. What is it?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And your website, obviously, is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Folks can go and find all kinds of information, historical data, and all kinds of useful things right there. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby.
Well, and, you know, let's talk about people's money.
Let's do that.
Right now, it seems like it's shorter, but I'm sure that's just a temporary state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think things are getting better out here. I'm hearing reports that there's more rigs up. They're doing some drilling, which is a good thing. And I've been told they're busy over at Pecos, and they're busy south of Fort Stockton.
Yeah, and I've heard that the magic number that we're looking for is $50 a barrel. Is that right?
Well, they say at 50 we can do some things.
Okay.
If it stays below 50, it's not a good thing. But I can tell you this, they are buying leases. You know,
really?
They are doing leases. They may not be drilling all these, but they're still buying leases. And then there's a couple of big companies that have bought a lot of leases.
So there's some forward momentum, some movement going on.
Yes, there is.
In the right direction.
Right. And there's a couple of new service companies in town. So there is a lot of activity. It's just not where we would like to have it.
Yeah.
I think everybody would acknowledge that.
Yeah. But it's at least a good sign.
It's a good sign. It's not as depressed as it was. I'm hoping personally that by the first of the year that everything's, you know, $60 or $70.
You think it'll happen?
I don't know. I mean, it's in my mind. It would be wonderful.
That would be nice. Yeah.
I mean, that's in my mind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in my mind. Well, let's talk about people's money.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to talk about that. It's important to them. It's important to us because we handle a lot of people's money.
Sure.
We handle a lot of retirement accounts. You know, people have with us, they have IRAs, traditional, they have Roths, you know, they have joint accounts with their wives, all kinds of accounts for retiring. You know, you can't wait till the last day before you retire and say, oh, I'm going to retire. Do I have enough money to live on?
Mm-hmm.
You have to prepare. And people have been doing this for years. And it used to, there was different kinds of preparation. You know, a long time ago, they didn't have annuities. You either did bonds or you did CDs at the bank or you did mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing mutual funds, you didn't know if you were going to come out ahead or not because it could go up, it goes down. Because of the fees, you know, it can be a lot less than what you thought it was going to be.
A complete crapshoot.
It is. And then I thought about the fact that we have annuities. And, you know, annuities came out years and years ago. The very first annuities, of course, were just a fixed annuity.
Mm-hmm.
You would buy an annuity to use later in life. Maybe you bought it at 40 or 45. But when you get ready to retire, you would say, I want to take an income stream.
Yeah.
I either want to do it for 20 years, 15 years. I want it life only, which is a bad thing. You never say, I want it just for life. If you do that, when you die, the annuity's over. There might be a lot of money left, but you won't get it.
No.
You, if you're married, you have to say, I want a joint and life survivor. Okay? So it would pay you as long as you're alive. Then it would either pay 50 or 75% to your wife after you die.
Hmm.
And those are a good one because you'll have years and years of income.
Excellent.
You cannot outlive an annuity.
When is, and I'm pretty sure you have some kind of number in your mind, but when is, because I know some people don't always plan ahead. So what is that tipping point where it's almost too late?
Well, let's say if you're 69, 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my gosh, if you haven't done it by then, it is too late.
Obviously, the earlier the better.
That's right.
Once you're getting into your upper, once you're getting towards that retirement age, that's really a time to.
Well, people should start at 40 years old.
Okay.
You know, and most people out here especially, they do have a 401k or they have an IRA. If they have a 401k, they've been contributing. It may not be doing as well as they'd like, but they have one. Most mm-hmm. people do. Most people, but once it becomes vested, they can move it. They can move it over to us or someone else. If they've been in stocks and mutual funds, they may want to get it where it's guaranteed, where it's safer. So that's what I would suggest. A lot of companies say, no, you cannot take your 401k out until you leave or you retire. There's all kinds of rules. Everybody has a different rule. When we do it for someone, we roll it direct over to the bank, okay? Goes, it's just a direct rollover. So there's no taxes involved. A lot of people come to me and they say, okay, if I move it over to you, what's going to cost me? It's not going to cost you anything. It is like for like. It's a retirement account to another retirement account.
From Peter to Paul.
So there is no charge for that. So it doesn't cost them anything. And still tax deferred. Remember, tax deferred is better than if you're paying taxes as you go.
Yeah.
When it's deferred, it's actually like you're making a couple percent more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because if you were paying taxes now, you'd have less power to invest. You'd have less money.
I see.
But see, if you roll it over, the taxes aren't going to be paid for another 10 or 15 years.
So you don't have to worry about it right now.
That's right. And so they're not going to give you a 1099. So you're going to have more money to invest.
And that's what we want. We want more capital to invest in other investments so we can keep growing that money.
That's right.
Instead of paying it out.
That's right. Because right now, it's the accumulation phase of your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Accumulate as much as you can where you can retire happy, wealthy, and happy.
Yeah.
You know, and early, as I always say. People who do not plan are not going to have a happy retirement.
No. How much should people have for retirement?
Well, nowadays, they should have over $1 million minimum. And if they had $3 or $4 million, it'd really make it comfortable.
Yeah.
So you have to look at your retirement and say, am I making the most I can make with this money? And if it's not tax deferred, you're not going to have as much. But most people's accounts are tax deferred. When they come to us, we tell them, you know, this is what the investments will pay.
Okay.
You know, it's about 12% a year. And I don't know where you can make 12% a year anymore.
That's pretty good.
It is. And some buyers are going to pay about 10. Competition right now is terrible. And competition is tough. And everybody's going to be making probably just a couple points less than what they were.
Okay.
Because we have discounted our percentage way down.
Oh, really?
Oh, we've had to, because competition right now is so tough. Everybody wants these policies. Mm-hmm. They want every one they can get. Now, we got three policies this week, two for $1 million and two small ones. I think one's 100, maybe one's 175.
We're talking about 1,000. Life insurance policies.
Yes. So we were thankful to get those. We're putting people in those as fast as we can.
Okay. And so these are life insurance policies that folks have, and they've got an illness.
They have cancer.
They have deadly cancer. And they're not going to make it, and they choose to go ahead and sell the policy so that they can use that money now for things like treatment.
Yes, because cancer treatment is very, very costly. Mm-hmm. It's about $10,000 a day.
Wow.
When you're right in the midst of fighting this illness. And the reason that we buy cancer policies, we know they're not going to survive. Now, there may be a few that do, but very rarely do you survive cancer.
Right.
If it's stage four. Now, if it's not stage four, we're not going to buy it.
Yeah.
Because they may survive if it's stage two, if they catch it in time. But most of ours are stage four. It's irreversible.
And you look at these policies, you go through them really with a fine-tooth comb. You look for certain things. What are some of the things you look at?
Well, we want to say when it started, mm-hmm. if they were able to do surgery on it. If they've done surgery, that gives them a couple of years. But if it's non-operable, we want it, because that means it's going to be short.
Yeah.
We're bidding on some this week that are 18 months.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to be really short. And it'll be the bids will be tough on it. People will be bidding this because everybody wants a short-term policy.
Oh, sure.
And there are very few of them. Most of
faster.
Them are 24, 28 months, you know, which I like them. It seems like they always come in early.
Yeah.
You know, ours have. If everybody go to our website, they can see how early they've been coming in.
Yeah.
You know, we've had 15 policies now come mature this year so far. You know, we were at 13. We've had a couple more, so we're at 15 now.
Wow.
So we'll probably have over 20 policies mature this year.
That's amazing.
You know, by the end of the year.
Months.
Well, we've got four more months.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have at least four more mature.
What when you look at these policies, what specific types of cancer are you?
Well, of course, colon cancer is the most deadly. Mm-hmm. So it is a good policy. Liver cancer, pancreatic cancer is deadly, and stomach. Those are the most deadly kinds that we find that we buy a lot of. And we've bought a lot of brain cancer, and we've had two of those mature already. Brain cancer, they'll operate, but you know every time they do it, they didn't get it all.
Yeah.
And those little pieces are all over up there, and it'll come back, and usually another year. They have another year, usually.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not a doctor, but it seems like I've heard that, especially with brain cancer, when it comes back, it comes much more aggressive the second time or the third. Each time it comes back, it's a little bit more.
I have known two people that were in my Sunday school class that got brain cancer, which is unusual for two people in one class, mm-hmm. and both of them, they operated, they started that damn terrible chemo. Another 6 months, they passed away.
Wow.
So it is aggressive, you know. And what it does to people is so bad, I always say I would probably do radiation, but unless they had some kind of chemo that's not that bad, I probably wouldn't do it.
Right.
You know, but the people have a tremendous expense when they have cancer. Usually they're going to go to MD Anderson. They're going to go to Sloan Kettering. And you'll get a second opinion.
Yeah.
I know some people that have recently went to Sloan Kettering because they do have cancer and they're trying to find out, is there a better way? Is there something that they don't know about, you know, to cure it?
Like something experimental.
Yes, they do go for experimental all the time. And then we have people go to South America, Venezuela, looking for all these crazy things. And those are the ones to buy. When women get breast cancer, they have a tendency to do this. They'll go all over the country, and they'll do oils, they'll do vegetable, they'll do strange things.
Really? And that many people do that?
Yes, they do. And it will not cure it.
Wow.
And it will not prolong their life. Then they come back, and they're really in bad shape because there's some things they could have done.
Yeah. And by that time, it's too late.
That's right. But the income people are going to need to live on, most people are going to need $75,000 to $100,000. Mm-hmm. I've got one couple that told me they need $400,000 a year. Well, if they need that much, you know, they're looking at $8-9 million.
Wow.
It's what it's going to take.
So a lot of times, patients with cancer, they can't work.
No, they can't.
Correct?
Ours have not been able to.
Okay.
They try, and then they have to, you know, go take treatments. They cannot work.
So they sell their policy so that they can pay the bills on an average day, everyday basis. They can pay for treatment and things like that. And so they need somebody to buy these. And then you, how do you end up with them on your desk?
Well, we give them a lump sum. When they come to us and we bid on it, I wish we didn't have to bid. I wish we could just buy it, but we can't. Because everybody that does this is bidding on those policies. So when it comes to us, we get two opinions. If it's $1 million, we need two opinions. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because a lot of ours are $4-5 million. So we get two opinions and they tell us, it's 18 months, 24 months, 30 months, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then we make a conscientious decision. Do we want to buy that for our clients? And if we think it's a really good policy, we're going to tell our clients about it and try to put them in that policy.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number once again,
it's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And the website, obviously, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can go there, find all kinds of information, all kinds of data from past investments. Now, when you get these policies,
yes,
how many other folks are you bidding against?
Probably 4 or 5.
Okay.
I mean, it is tough. I mean, and we're not getting them as quick. Used to, they could make a decision in about 3 weeks. It's taken about a month and a half now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Because they're coming back and said, can't we just get a little more? Can't we do this? Can't we do that?
The policyholders.
Yes. And lots of times, everybody just stops bidding on theirs, goes to somebody else.
Ah.
They just say, we can't do it. Let them keep the policy.
Okay.
But they get a lump sum. It helps them a lot. It helps my investors. It enables us to make money, and there's risk. You know, anybody that believes there's no risk is crazy.
Sure.
There is risk. The first risk, of course, is it could go over. And we have had several go over lately, by the way. And when they go over, you have to pay the premium.
Yeah.
So you have that liability. It's not a lot. It's not high usually, but it is a liability.
And it doesn't happen very often, from what I understand.
Well, no, when we do 30 policies a year or so, you know, if 3 go over or 4, it's not a high percentage.
That's pretty good odds.
But it's still there.
Yeah.
And so you have to know about it. The other thing is it's tied up during that 24 months or 18 months. It's not liquid. You cannot get your money out of it. But you shouldn't need to.
Right.
If we've done this right and you're accredited, we don't have to worry about it.
And accredited means
that means they're worth $1 million or they have $200,000 in income.
Okay.
And
so
most of our people do.
This is not a revenue stream that you can tap into on a daily basis. This is something you have to have your own income. You have to. This is something extra that you know you're not going to need.
Well, this is your IRA usually.
Yeah.
And if it's your IRA, you're not planning on taking any money out of it for years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're under 59 and a half and you take any money out, there is a penalty of 10% plus the taxes.
Mm.
So it could cost you 30%.
Okay.
So these people are not going to be taking it out.
Right.
They're going to be keeping it invested, whether it's with us or someone else.
What about fees?
There's $250 a year fee for that account. If you've got more than one account, it's $250 for each account, which is pretty reasonable.
That is fantastic.
It is.
And the other thing that I know happens when folks invest with the policies that you find is that nobody ever writes a check to Faye Bagby.
No. We do not allow the money to come to us or our companies. That's what keeps us honest. And if other people would do it, we wouldn't have to worry about them. But a lot of people don't do it that way. And they should. The money should never come to them. They should not be involved in the money of the company.
So when one invests in life insurance policies, there's several advantages. Low fees, low risk, and the money is always kept in a third party, which helps protect the investor.
It does protect the investor.
So now why are more people not doing this?
Well, we're handling as many as we can. I don't know about everybody else. I mean, you know, we're doing all we can. Mm-hmm. But I find that when you have the bank handle everything, a third party, it makes it a much better investment, a safer one. They don't have to worry about their money. And the bank does everything. You know, they not only, you know, handle the accounts for us, they pay the premiums for us, which is really important. If you don't have those premiums escrowed, you shouldn't even be in business. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing is they do the payout for us. They send in the certified death certificate. The bank pays the customers for us. They put it in each one's account at the end of the policy.
What kind of time frame are we looking at?
Usually it takes 6 to 8 weeks. We've just had two that we've put in everybody's account this last week. But the bank does it. They do it as quickly as possible. They send in that death certificate. And once it gets to the insurance company, they pay within about 10 days.
Really?
Yes. And remember, we only use A and double A rated companies.
And that's important.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We don't use any small life insurance companies. As I always say, we don't use anybody out in Podunk.
Yes.
I mean, they have to be a big company with billions in reserves.
Yeah. Speaking of billions in reserves, one of the things also is that you deal with these companies so that you know that the risk of them going under is very, very low.
Minute, because they are worth billions and billions. Mm-hmm. They are the top line insurance companies in America.
And that's important.
It's really important. You want someone that can write a $20 million check and not even blink.
Yeah.
And the companies that we do business with, they are that big.
Yeah.
And lots of times, if you're not familiar with one of the companies, we look it up and we see who they're a subsidiary of.
Mm-hmm.
We did one this week. We're bidding on one. I said, well, I'm not familiar with that company. We looked it up. It was part of MetLife.
Really?
But a lot of these companies, you don't know how many companies they own.
Interesting.
Yeah. A lot of these huge companies own two or three other insurance companies.
Yeah, they just go by other names.
That's right.
It's amazing.
But they always, in the end, it'll say who they're part of. And that way you know how much billions is really behind it.
And that's important because you want to make sure that that money is there to pay out.
That's right. And when we're buying these policies, we verify if the policies are in force. We verify if there's a loan on it, it has to be paid off. You know, all these things are verified right then.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us the security of knowing where they stand with the life company.
We're talking about, investing. We're talking about retirement and growing your money. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number
is 877-588-3330. And, you know, I talk about this a lot, but procrastination is what keeps people from making money. Men procrastinate. They may wait 6 months to come see me. They might even wait a year.
Really?
And then all of a sudden they're calling. They say it's urgent. They need to talk to me. You know, times have changed. Something has changed. They're changing jobs. They've got to get that 401k out of there and get it somewhere else.
So there's usually some event that has happened that sparks people. Maybe they've been listening to you every Saturday morning, and they've been thinking about it. And then usually some event happens, and then that's what makes them call in.
That's exactly right. Or it could be they looked at their statement from the broker, and they saw they were not making any money.
Yeah.
Had not been making money for some time.
Yeah.
See, just because in New York the Dow says it's up, or the S&P, or whatever, the NASDAQ, that doesn't mean yours is up.
Yeah.
Just because New York says theirs is up, doesn't mean your stocks are up or
right.
your mutual funds.
And investing in life insurance policies completely separate from the stock market.
Yes, it is. And I think it's safer than the stock market because it's a life insurance policy.
Sure.
It's a hard asset.
Yeah.
And I think it's the best of all worlds. I really do. People that come to us have been investing in the stock market a long time. They know what that'll do for them.
Oh, yeah.
They've already found out. They've been through four downturns.
Yeah.
And you don't have a downturn if you have a level life insurance policy.
Yeah.
They're not going to ask you to take a discount. No, they don't do that. They don't say, oh, now, you know, we want to discount this policy. It doesn't happen.
Right.
They're going to pay you the face amount at the death of the owner.
So when somebody calls you, what are some of the initial questions that they have?
Well, they want to know, of course, how we get the policies. Mm-hmm. You know, where do they come from? And we explain that to them. And then we explain how we buy the policies. You know, that we're going to give the previous owner a lump sum. The beneficiaries are going to change. It's going to change to them or to, you know, the bank. We tell them all these things. We tell them what they can make with us. We tell them how long it's going to be, what kind of policies. We show them the LEs on those policies so they know what they're looking at, what they can buy.
Everything is all above board and right out in the open.
Everything is always in writing, you know.
And that's important because I'm sure, you know, especially for those who are thinking about it and they're kind of hem-hawing, they're weighing it in their minds, they're not really sure. They have a lot of questions. It's a lot of information to take in. And it's important to have all this document so they can not only refresh their memory, but maybe go back and see something in there. Oh, that's what that means. And all of a sudden things click.
That's right. And, you know, when they've been out here and done it the other way, then they see there's a better way. Or maybe somebody calls them. Maybe their friend calls them at work and tells them, say, you know, we've been with Faye Bagby for several years. This is what we've made.
So word of mouth is really big for you.
It is. It is. We get most of our clients from someone telling them about us.
And that speaks volumes because, you know, when you have actual people who have been doing business with you for years, and you've been in business for what, 15, 16 years?
Yes.
When people have been doing business with you for long periods of time and they can actually say to their friends, hey, we've been doing this, we've been doing business with Faye for a long time and this has been working, nothing really speaks more than a personal experience that has been continuously doing very well.
Well, and I think sometimes they show their friends their statements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they show them what they've actually made so they know that it is true, you know.
And when somebody invests with you in these policies, they always have the option to check the status of things online.
Yes, everything is 24 hours a day, online access. And, you know, like if some policies have come due and they don't remember which ones or what the names were, they can pull up their statement and it'll tell you what policies they had invested and which ones have matured.
And so it makes it really convenient for everybody.
It does.
Everything is very transparent, so everybody can know everything that's going on. They can also call you at any time. And
absolutely.
You'll be happy to talk to them.
That's right. And if they can't download it, if they're having trouble, once in a while people say, I just can't download it, and they don't know how to do it or something, then call us and come to the office. You know, we'll get them a copy of their statement or whatever they need, and especially before the end of the year.
So when somebody comes in to talk to you, what kind of documents should they prepare?
They should bring their statements, whatever it is I'm going to have to look at. If they want me to look at some annuities or 20 years old that they've had a long time, if they've inherited something. Lots of times I had people in this week, the lady had inherited a portfolio from her husband. She's never had it changed over. It's still in his name.
Really?
And so that would complicate things if she died.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be in her name. Yeah, you know, not in her husband's.
So you'll make sure that everything is the way it needs to be to run smoothly.
That's right. And so a lot of these things they just ignore. They intend to do it, and they don't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, once your husband dies, if he gets a check, you know, some banks will go ahead and take it and put it in your account with you signing the backup, and some won't.
They'll just deny it.
They will.
And there's nothing you can do at that point.
What you have to do is send it back to the original person that wrote the check and ask them to reissue.
That is not a hassle anybody wants to do.
No, because it will be a hassle.
Yeah.
You will have to have all kinds of evidence that you are the beneficiary and that you can ask to have that done.
So you can make sure that everything is in order.
That's right. We always do that. Make sure the accounts are in the right name, where that you can get your money.
So when somebody comes to sit down with you and have the has their first initial consultation, they do not need to be ready to go right then. They can, but a lot of people just come in and they just have questions and they want some information, and then they go home and discuss it. And
we want them to be relaxed enough that they know that it's up to them. Yeah. It's not up to us. I mean, we're there just to give them the information.
Yeah.
We're going to tell them everything they can do. And then it's up to them. They've got to make a decision. Do I want to do this today? Or I better go home and talk to my wife.
Yes, that's important.
It's darn important. Let me tell you something. And then I have people that maybe bring their parents in. I've had that this week. People brought someone in that were older.
Really?
And they're kind of in charge of their estate. And that's good because lots of times they need help, and we do not want to be responsible for that. Mm-hmm. So I like it when the child comes with, I say the child, the 50-year-old comes and says, you know, this is my parents or whatever it is, and we need some help.
I know there are not age guidelines, but what is an average age of someone who comes in and wants to start?
Probably 50.
Okay.
Yes. All of our people are working. Very seldom have they already retired. They're ready to retire. It's just a matter of getting it in the right position to retire. And then we've had two, you know, have retired, and we've got some people going to retire in December.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's just around the corner. That'll be fantastic.
It is, and they're excited, by the way.
Yeah, I would be too.
And they plan to travel.
Oh, really?
Yes. They made enough money with me. They're very comfortable. He doesn't want to work anymore, mm-hmm. and he isn't going to. He's retired once. He went back to work. Then he came to me, and we've made him quite a bit of money.
Did he go back to work because he had to or wanted to?
I think he wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And his wife said, you need to work a couple more years.
Yeah.
And he agreed to it, and he talked to me about it, and I said, please work for three. You know, it was hard getting him to. He just didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Well, I know some people, they retire, and then all of a sudden, they don't know really what to do because they've had a place to go for so many years, and they've, you know, had deadlines, and people were counting on them, and then they sit home, and they're kind of restless.
That's right. And the wife doesn't want him at home sitting around.
Get out of my way.
That's right. It's her domain. And the first thing the guy says is, I don't believe that's the right way to vacuum. She hands it to him. I mean, says, okay, honey.
Show me.
That's right. Just show me. I'll sit here and watch. So never volunteer any information to your wife.
No,
because she will leave you with it.
Yeah, it will all of a sudden be your responsibility.
That's right. And she'll go shopping, have lunch with her friends, and laugh. She will. Oh, so I don't recommend them opening their mouth whatsoever.
Yeah, just stay to yourself and do your own thing.
That's right.
That's amazing.
It is.
Do you ever have people as young as, say, in their 20s or 30s who are really planning ahead, who have the means to come in and invest?
We have a few, but it's because their parents are already with us. Mm-hmm. And so then the parent brings them in and says, my son is living in Japan, because we do have some out of the country.
Okay.
And we are handling it through the dad. But, yes, we have several young people. Okay. We probably have five or six.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's good. It's nice to see people planning that far in advance.
Yes, it is.
All right, this is Your Money with Fay Bagby. I think we should get into a little bit of trivia. What do you think?
I think so. Love trivia.
I do love Saturday morning trivia.
Trivia is good for us.
It expands our brain.
It does. Opens up the brain a little bit. Okay, it's Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get to Labor Day? Do you remember?
I'm ashamed to say, but I don't know.
Okay, in 1887, Oregon became the first state to make Labor Day a holiday. In
really?
1887, Oregon.
Oregon, not what I would have guessed.
No. It became an official federal holiday in 1894. Huh. Now, who was president when it became?
Coolidge.
Grover Cleveland.
Really?
He signed it into law, and it was after they had been having a big strike. Do you remember reading about this? There was the Pullman strike of 1894.
Really?
And after that big labor strike, the Congress voted to approve unanimously to make Labor Day a national holiday, and then Grover Cleveland signed it into law.
Really?
And it was decided to make it the first Monday in September, and that's how it got there. And they were concerned back then because they were having so many labor strikes and fights, you know. And, of course, District of Columbia, United States, and all of our territories celebrate it. It's different in other countries, of course.
Yeah.
But Labor Day, I always said it was for the federal employees, like everything else, you know, to give them but the labor unions is ones that caused it to be a federal holiday.
So it went from a state holiday to a federal holiday.
Yes.
That's amazing. And I would have never guessed. Not what I would have thought.
And I wouldn't have thought it was in the 1800s either.
No.
I thought it was probably in the 40s.
Yeah.
But that's not the way it happened.
Huh.
And on Labor Day, as you know, everybody is off for a long weekend.
Yep.
They have a lot of parades.
Yep.
They have lots of barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
Texas especially. We celebrate everything big.
Oh, of course.
Yes. So there will be all kinds of celebrations all over the state.
Yes. So whatever you're doing, please make sure you're safe.
That's right.
Don't drink and drive. Don't text. All that.
That's right. Well, and I was going to mention something. I was on a train last week.
Really?
Went to Scottsdale.
Arizona?
Arizona. For all of you who have not ridden a train in years and years, you might do this just for a fun deal.
Yeah.
I got a sleeper car, and I learned a lot about that. You have to make sure you want to say one bedroom on it. I saw people in these little cramped deals, and they were miserable because they didn't say the right word. And it looked like two chairs in there, and it makes down, and they were horribly inconvenienced.
Yeah, it sounds so uncomfortable.
It was. And so I had one with a big window, and I found out a lot of things. Trains have changed a lot.
Really?
Amtrak has observation cars.
They do?
Oh, yes. And you can go up there in the observation car and watch the country go by. Now, you know how big Texas is. It took a long time to get across Texas. And it stops all over Texas. Our school children can go and ride the train and come back. It would be a fun experience.
I would love to do that. There's no better way to see the country.
You can go from Dallas. It stops in Cleburne. Stops in Fort Worth. Stops in Temple. Bartlett. It stops all along there. People can get on that morning ride, then go back the next day and go home and all this.
Wow.
It goes to Austin, San Antonio, goes to McGregor, and then it goes to Sanderson, goes to Del Rio, El Paso. It's a long way across there.
So it goes pretty much everywhere you'd want to go.
It is. And the highest railroad bridge is in Texas.
Is it really?
Highest railroad bridge in the United States.
I did not know that.
And we crossed it, and it is high.
Really? Is it scary?
Just a tiny bit.
Wow.
But it is different, and people have not thought about trains in years.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got the time, it's a fun deal. They have a dining car. You have reservations sometimes in it. Sometimes you don't. But the food was really good on the train.
Was it really?
It was really good.
What did you have?
It's funny, I love hamburgers. I had this Angus burger for lunch twice, and it was delicious. I mean, it really, really was.
I love good Angus burgers.
And they had steaks. They had pasta.
Really?
Oh, they had everything. Salads, good salads.
I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it, but I guess for some reason it shocks me.
And they still had linen tablecloths and linen napkins going out.
Really?
Now, coming back, they didn't always have that. But and I found out resorts have changed. This for consumers' information, nowadays when you book at a resort, you ask them, do you still have tablecloths and napkins and about room service?
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved room service.
Yeah.
And I think once a year, once every 5 years, you should have room service.
Sure.
The last room service I remember, now that tells you how long it's been. They brought it up. If you remember the way they do that, they bring your orange juice, everything, and they set up the big white tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
They have the little metal lids they take off of the plates. You remember all that?
Yeah, the little trays, the silver trays.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. They brought it up in a brown paper bag.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, what happened? I thought it was classy.
I did, too. And this was at the Scottsdale Resort.
Really?
A nice resort. And wow. I knew we were in trouble when I saw a paper napkin.
Oh, no.
I said, we're in trouble here for sure.
So you were doing better on the train.
I did better on the train. But nowadays when you travel, you need, if you're wanting that one day to have something really nice in your room, you need to ask before you go. Now, what kind of room service do you have? Is it in a paper bag?
They may laugh at you. They may hang up the phone, but at least you'll know.
At least you'll still know.
Yeah.
So a lot of things you can learn, but you could take your children, you know, Dallas to San Antonio or Waco or Temple. It'd be a fun experience.
Yeah, sure. A great weekend.
It'd be a great weekend deal. Go to San Antonio. Have fun at all the amusement parks, the things you can do, and then go back. It's a fun deal.
Yeah, see, now you got me all energized to now take a train trip.
And it, sometimes they were going 80 miles an hour.
For real?
For real. There was a guy that had a counter on there, and he checked them, and they were going 80.
Wow. That is cool. That sounds exciting.
And anyway, it was a fun trip, and you can see so much.
Yeah, you really can. You can't see, you know, the landscape when you're flying. And if you're driving, you know, you're obviously, your eyes are on the road. And so that's a really great way to take in the scenery. Because we really have some beautiful country.
We have beautiful country. Texas has a lot of it.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of Arizona, things I hadn't seen in years. So it was an interesting trip.
That sounds great.
All right, let's give out the phone number.
Yes, what is it?
877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can get all kinds of information, get case studies, data from past investments and whatnot. You also have links to listen to archived shows, which apparently a lot of people do.
Yes, they do. A lot of people like to go back and listen to all of them. I gave that information out to some people this week and said, go listen to our shows, familiarize yourself with our investments.
Mm-hmm. So when they come in, they have some kind of an idea of how things work. You can fill in the details.
That's right. And most people that come in already have been listening for a long time while they were procrastinating, mm-hmm. so they know a lot about it.
Just the men that procrastinate.
That's right. Ladies don't do that.
No. So what do you find happens most of the time when people come in for their first talk? Is it just the husband? Is it couples that come in?
Usually it's couples.
Okay.
Usually couples come in. Unless it's an IRA, then a man will come in first, then his wife comes in usually afterwards with him for the second visit.
So there's no pressure whatsoever. It's just really about gathering information. It's about growing and retiring wealthy and well.
That's right. We don't want to scare them.
Right.
You know, when I can tell they're stressed, I go, wait a minute now. You know, you've got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
Talk it over.
Sure.
That's the key right there. If they'll talk to each other, I'll hear from them.
Yeah.
And that's what we want them to do.
And usually that's what happens.
Yes. We want them to go home and decide how they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Of course.
Do you want to take it out of the IRA? Is it coming out of the 401k? Or is it going to come out of the CDs at the bank?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to make up their minds about that.
So before we wrap up, just some final quick thoughts. What are some of the main takeaways that people need to know when they come to see Fag Bank?
Well, they need to know that it's going to be a fixed rate,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's going to be, you know, approximately 10 to 12% a year is about what they're going to make, that it's level. It can't go down.
Mm-hmm.
That's an important thing. A life insurance policy, whatever it says on the policy, is what they're going to get.
Yeah.
And it's going to be done through a bank. It's not through me. And I think that's the important points.
It really is.
It's going to be escrowed at the bank. I cannot touch their money.
Yeah. Most people don't like to play with their money. Most people are serious about it. And so this is really a great way to go ahead and retire.
That's right.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Once again, the phone number.
877-588-3330. And again, we're at 3105 Big Spring right here in Midland, Texas.
Thank you so much, Faye.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.